What must I do to inherit eternal life? Was the question of the man at the gospel. And it's going to be the question we will try to find an answer for us today. What must we do to inherit eternal life? The first option is to be the people of God, following the commandments. That is to be considered the regular way to inherit eternal life. It is always good to remember that we all have a covenant with God, that is a mutual agreement of love, and that the best way to show our love and fidelity to Him, to God, is living in accord with the commandments given to the people of Israel and to us as a way to be holy, as a moral and ethical way to live a good life. If you follow the commandments and you had a good life, you are in the way to eternal life. Then Jesus was able to see something special in that man, in the rich man. He was looking for something else. The gospel says that Jesus loved him because he was able to see that he was looking for something else. And then Jesus gave him the advice that was needed for him to be free of any attachments and to follow him. The sad part is that he was not able to do it. Many Christians today are also looking for something else. Something that can give sense to their life. Something that will guide them to the joy, happiness, and peace. Something different to what is offered by society today and the consumerism of our time. Jesus called all of us to be free. To be free of many attachments that we may have in our life. It goes with our condition that we get attached to many things. Many, many things. Small things, big things. But we all get attachments to material things, to persons, to places, to activities or hobbies, to different vices or addictions, and many other things that can take our freedom and doesn't allow us to be ourselves. And then finding freedom, Jesus called us to follow him. Pope Francis, in his exhortation, The Call for Holiness in Our Time, encouraged us to hear the invitation of the gospel to be holy, the invitation to perfection of life, through the generous self-giving of our life, through the living of the Beatitudes in our life, and through the practice of the works of mercy in our daily life. At the end of the gospel today, Jesus made also a promise to those who follow him, leaving everything behind. They will receive 100 times more, an eternal life. I can offer you many examples of saints who were able to experience those promises in their life. Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta, Saint John Paul II, and many others that you may know already. I myself, without the intention of boasting, can say that during the time I was a missionary in a far away and poor countries, I have been always blessed with friends, houses, support, and even material things. God fulfilled his promises. Today we are called to believe in those promises of Jesus, knowing that there is a reward, and knowing that following him, if we follow him, we can find sense, happiness, and eternal life. Today, at the end of the age. Because eternal life is not only after death, it begins today. As disciples of Jesus, we all can do something. We can help those who are at the first line of proclamation of the gospel. We can help those who run different kinds of charity organizations or foundations in the parish or outside the parish. We can help those serving the less fortunate. One of the beautiful things of the hurricane was to see the people helping others in the way that they could, even to invite the neighbor for a shower. Come to my house for a hot shower. That was good. Things like that. Little things can make the difference. We can be the hands of Jesus, fulfilling his promises. We are called to be the instruments of God, fulfilling his promises. You can be that instrument in the hands of God, fulfilling his promises to others. Father in heaven, help us to live your commandments in our life. Give us the wisdom to know what is important and valuable. Strengthen our faith to be free and to follow your Son. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.